Tati, hey, we are on the last Amud of the ninth Perek in Maseches Erevin as we cruise in or march in to the last Perek here in Maseches Erevin, the tenth Perek. But first, we have the last Amud, the last Daf of Kol Gago, is the ninth Perek, as we continue discussing various issues related to Chatzeros and Chatzeros combining and Chatzeros not being able to combine. So we are on Dafsadi Dalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We have just quoted a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. If you remember, the machlokas was related to Achsadra and the issue of Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosei. Whether you say Pi Tikra, we mentioned at the end of the last shiur, lumdus-wise, is Pi Tikra something separate? Pashtus is something separate than Gud Achis, even though some Rishonim and put them together, that just like Gud Achis, a vertical wall can extend down. Maybe Pi Tikra is just a fancy form of that. That is one. Others say maybe it's idea of just Havdalah. It's an idea of just separating the Rishuyos, even though it's not really a full-fledged Mechitza. So that approach will work up until the time that you try to apply Pi Tikra to Sukkah. Because if it's applied to Sukkah, then obviously it's not just a separating mechanism, but it is actually a type of Mechitza. And there are other ideas that we mentioned, but now let us continue. So we just quoted the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about achsadra. If you have an achsadra in a bikkah, you put stuck four poles in the ground with schach on top of it. So is one allowed to apply the principle of Pi Tikra there? So Rav says yes. Rav says mutal talad bakula. It's as if the walls shoot down on all the sides, and it's like a rechus yachid, and therefore you could carry underneath the schach. And Shmuel says no, dalad amos, because you cannot apply Pi Tikra in that case. As we said up above on the same amud, he might apply it to one side, one wall going down, but to all four walls going down, Shmuel says no, one would not be able to do that. And even if there are four jagged edges in one corner that have to be brought down, so that we said, according to Shmuel, was not allowed. Good. So, Be'eser, Kule Alma Lo Pligi, four lines from the bottom. So, two versions of the limiting the machlokas right now. If one has ten across, right, the width of the roof is 10 and or less. So then everybody would agree that it is not a problem. Even Rav would agree, even Shmuel would agree, I'm sorry, that you would say Pi Tikra in that case. Rashi here doesn't explain so much. Rashi just says, Be'esra kuliyam lo pligi, dibilav stimas Pi Tikra, nami psachim heim. Even without Pi Tikra, you have have doors. What does that mean? Rashi is explaining, and the Ritva explains Rashi, who's explaining the Gemara, that if your entire achsadra is less than tan amos in each direction, so then we know less than tan amos is called a pesach and not a pirtza. So there you already have more flexibility, even in terms of your Pi Tikra, says the Gemara. Right, the Ritva says, Pirish lepirusho, ki af al pisha prutza bimilua, even though it's totally open, kiva de ba'alma chashiva Pischa begifufe. Since usually it's called a Pesach, as we mentioned, if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos wide, then it is a Pesach and not a Pirtza. So hachanami avagav deleka gifufe chashvira lepischa kiva deikra tikra. So you have more flexibility, and as long as you have the ceiling there, you have the tikra there, so then you can apply Pi Tikra even on all four sides, even according to Shmuel, as long as it is not at 10 amos in each direction. So be'eser kol amos lo pligi, ki pligi be'eser me'eser. The whole machlokas, if it is more than ten amos, so automatically each side is a pirtza. It's not a pesach. If each side is a pesach, then you're okay. If each side is not a pesach, so then you're not okay. That's where the machlokas is. That's one version. Or ve'ikat da'amre be'eser kol amos lo pligi. Or we say, no, everybody agrees, if it's more than 10, that you cannot apply Pi Tikra. Even Rav would agree that you can't apply Pi Tikra on all four sides if you don't have any walls, and if it's more than 4 amos wide. The machlokas is up until 10. So that was two versions of the Gemara, how to limit the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, V'hada amar Rav Yehuda, but what about what Rav Yehuda says? Kora dalid matir b'churva, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Right, he's the Talmud of both of these people in the Manda Amar's in the Machlokas. So he holds that if you put a Korah in a Churva, if you remember a dilapidated building that lost its ceiling and lost a lot of its walls, if you put up a Korah, a board going across, so then under that board is you're allowed to carry under. Under the board, right? Korah Dalit, as long as it is four wide, it is Matib B'Churva. For Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, Korah Dalit Matib B'Mayim. And Rabbi Ravua says, if it's above water, the Korah Dalit is Matir. Over water, it shoots down. Who is this according to? We're not asking a strong question here. We just want to know, which Rebbe is Rav Yehuda going like? As we know, we had two Rebbeim. So Mani, who is he going like? The fact that he said that this under the board in the churva or in the water is okay. Mani lahachlishna da amrit be'eser lo pligi. According to the opinion, the version that be'eser lo pligi, there's no machlokas about eser, meaning version number one be'eser kuliyama lo pligi. That if it's so small, so then be'eser v'divrei hakol. Then this would be going like both of his rebbeim, because a board lechora is less than four amos. Less than 10 amos, and therefore everybody would agree to this case that you would say pitikra lach lishna to amrit be'eser pligi. And if you say like the other opinion, the other version of the Gemara, that there is a machlokas about eser, so then karav, that he would be following Rav, his Rebbe, and not Shmuel. Okay, either way, that was the Gemara is going into it a little bit deeper, what you would say about Rav Yehuda's statement. Good, weiter. Lema Abaya Varava Biplukta Drava Shmuel Kabifliki. Let's say a later machlokas Amoraim between Abaya and Rava is the parallel machlokas to the Tanaim earlier, not the Tanaim, to the earlier Amoraim, with Rav being on the border, as we have mentioned. De Itmar Sike Chal Gabe Achsadra Sheishla Petzimin. If somebody puts Schach over an Achsadra, remember, Achsadra is an area in front of a house, which is a type of area used for getting some fresh air, and you have some poles there, and you have some ceiling there. But what's the case here? It's a case which we would call like a fence, right? You have poles all around the area, and they are within three tfachim of each other. All the poles, meaning you have the principle of lovewood here. Baruch Hashem, you think back to this Pesachta, we've had this chus of learning about many halacha l'moshe misinais. Right, Pitikra, good Achse, She'irin, Mechitzin, Lovewood. All of these are right here. Erevin, there's so much of Erevin. Almost all Erevin is Torah Shebal Peh. Almost all of Erevin. Where do you have Torah Shebechsav at Erevin? Nothing. Right, it's all, this Pesachta is all Torah Shebal Peh. But Hashem, in a couple of days, right, next Shabbos, we'll get back to Torah Shebechsav when we start talking about Pesachim. But this is all Torah Shebal Peh. We have a lot of Halacha L'moshe Misinais here. So here's another one that we relate back to. So if you have schach over an achsadra, and it has poles within three tefachim of each other, there's a ksheira. That's a good sukkah. Why? Because you have walls. You have walls that are within three tefachim of each other, and it is fine. Ein la petzimin, but if there are no petzimin, meaning there are none, or they are not within three tefachim of each other, so then what's the halacha? Abay amar ksheira, v'rav amar psula. Why? Abay amar ksheira, even though the poles are more than three tefachim from each other, amar pitikra yored v'sosen. Because pitikra, forget the poles. You don't need the poles. Just say pitikra. The schach shoot down. And what's amazing about that shita, as we mentioned yesterday, Abay is assuming pitikra does not just create a separated area, but if you're using it for sukkah, it's walls. It's mechitzos. The definition of a sukkah are mechitzos and schach. You can't just have a hekif makom when it comes to sukkah. So that's a chiddush to apply pitikra to sukkah. V'rava amar psula, lo amar pitikra yored v'sosem. And Rava says, no way. You can't apply pitikra here. So lema, let us suggest abaya karav, abaya who allows it, also like Rav, who said achsadra nebika, you apply it. V'rava kishmuel. So is this machlokas amaraim like the earlier machlokas tanaim? We always like to say that a later machlokas is like an earlier one. Why? Not just to make it parallel, but maybe we say this is the Mesorah, right? As this is the where they got their shitas from. So the Gemara answers, no. Aliba de Shmuel kuliyam lo pligi. You're right. According to Shmuel, there's no machlokas, meaning you're for sure right, according to Shmuel. Shmuel, Abaya for sure is like Rav and not Shmuel. Abaya who allows it cannot work out according to Shmuel. That part you're right. But ki pligi libe derav. But the other half of your statement is not correct. Meaning, maybe we could get both opinions, possibly holding like Rav. Shmuel is for sure only like Rava. Rava is like Shmuel for sure, and Abaya is not like Shmuel. But maybe they both can agree within Rav. Why? Abaya karav. Abaya is straight up like Rav. They both say that it would work. V'Rava, but Rava also. Rava, who says it does not work by Sukkah, maybe would say that, would agree that it would work in the Achsadra case. Why? Adkama Rav Hasam. When does Rav say that it works there? Ela Dahani Mechitzos La Achsadra Avidi. Where your imaginary walls are being made for the Achsadra, for what's inside. If your imaginary walls are primarily being used for the structure that you are trying to create, so then fine. That's where it would work. Aval hacha dahani mechitzos lav l'sukkah avidi. But these mechitzos are not being made for sukkah. You have an achsadra. You have an open area in front of your house. So you're not dafka making it l'shem sukkah. Lav l'sukkah avidi. Right? Rashi says, lav l'sukkah l'shem sukkah. And then Rashi, well, you know what? Let's just finish the next word. Lo. So you might have said, you might say that it doesn't work there, and therefore, Rava could even be like Rav. Fine. What's the Havamina? That you would have said, or not the Havamina, even the Maskana. You would have, you might say that here the Mechitzos are Lav L'Sukkah Avidi. Rashi notes, but one second. Afal Gav, Rashi says, you don't need to build a Sukkah L'Shma. What's going on here? Right, we know from Maseches Sukkah, from a number of Gemaras, right? You don't need to build a Sukkah l'shem Sukkah. So what's this Gemara talking about? Ah, you're trying to use these walls, but it's Lav l'Sukkah Avidi, and therefore you might have been Mechalek. What do you mean? You don't need that. The Gemara says in Sukkah in a number of places. Sukkah's Ganbach and Ravkash. One of those Gemaras are the Chesem Abeis. If a non-Jew goes and builds me a Sukkah, it works. It works. If a monkey builds me a Sukkah, it works. As long as it's Kehil Chasa. Right, the Gemara says, Sukkah Ches Amid Beis, Ganbach, Sukkas Goyim, Sukkas Noshim, Sukkas Behema. Right, what does Sukkas Behema mean? Does it mean built by an animal or built for an animal? Either way, it's not built for a person. Sukkas Kusim, Sukkah Bechol Makom Ksheira, Ubilvad Shetehemu Sukkachas Kilchasa. You don't need to build a Sukkah Lishma. And on the next Amud, Tesamar Aleph, Sukkah Yishana. What's a Sukkah Yishana? An old sukkah, the Mishnah says, what's a sukkah yishana? You have a sukkah that was built before 30 days before Sukkot, not l'shem sukkah. Kol sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. And we paskin, like Beis Hillel, a sukkah yishana is ksheira. It's kasher. So you see you don't have to build a sukkah l'shma. But you see that already. Yeah, the toast is there called Yerushalmi. That you should try to be mechadish something l'shem sukkah. But you don't need to build a sukkah l'shma. If you built a l'shem sukkah, even Rishame would agree. But we paskin, you don't need to build a sukkah l'shma. So what does this Gemara mean here? That it's not l'sukkah avidi. So says Rashi, and say the other Rishonim, but here you really have mechitzos geruos. Here it's already on such, you know, shaky terms, a shaky case, that even though normally you don't need a sukkah l'shma, here you would have to. Here, says Rashi, Afal gav de lo boy mechitzos l'shman, kule hai miha lo mekilinon. You don't have any walls here. You want to be mekel with pitikra? So at least you got to be mekel with the symbolic walls l'shem sukkah. If this was structure was not built l'shem sukkah, and you want to apply the coolest of pitikra in all these cases, so we're not going to go that far. Not going to go that far in terms of allowing you to create whatever structure you want. Good. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of a sukkah being made l'shma. You know, where does Beis Shammai says it has to be made l'shma? Where does he get that from? What did Beis Shammai, the Gemara there in Sukkah Daf Tes, talks about? You know, Beis Shammai says sukkah yishan, if you have a sukkah that was built before 30 days, before sukkah, is not l'shem sukkah, so that it's no good. We do paskin, just to note, that you have to build a sukkah l'shem tzel. A sukkah has to be built to create a shaded area. But it doesn't have to be built to shape sukkah. But if it's not even be built to be create a shaded area, so then it's no good. Let's say I'm making schach because I want a floor to walk around on. The schach is so thick, it's so strong that I'm going to have it to make to walk around on. I don't build it at all the shame to create a shaded structure. So there it's not so clear. And then it ends up being a kosher sukkah. But it has to be built with Shem Tzel, at least. That's the that's what's clear in Maseches Sukkah. But anyway, the Gemara there talks about a couple of suggestions how Beis Shammai knows that you do need L'shem Sukkah. Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim L'Hashem Sukkah HaSuya L'shem Chag B'inon, right, or Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That's the important discussions in Sukkah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. But make our daily pasuk that it does not have to be made L'shma. We don't even make a bracha when you build a Sukkah, even if you would build it L'shma. Right, because there's the structure of Sukkah is not the mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, maybe even a special hechsher mitzvah, what the Nitziv calls a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah, building a Sukkah. That's the Nitziv's ha'ara in the end of his commentary on the Shiltos, that once in a while, the Torah goes out of its way, not only to tell you to do a mitzvah, but to tell you to prepare for a mitzvah. It's very unusual. The Torah doesn't just tell me Chag HaSukkos to sit in the Sukkah, but Ta'aseh Lecha. Right, there are a few times. V'asu lahem tzitzis. U'chisavtam al mezuzas beisecha. The mitzvah is to put up the mezuzah, to wear the tzitzis, to sit in the Sukkah. But in all these cases, the Nitziv points out that the Torah goes out of its way and mentions the Hechsher mitzvah. So that is where the Nitziv comes up with this chiddush, that there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs. There's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah, and a hechsher mitzvah sheinah ksuva batorah. And there are halachic dafka minas to a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. Maybe you would apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah, pater ben ha-mitzvah, to a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. Maybe you'd make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah ksuva batorah. We might not pasken that way, but at least there's a havamina to make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. All right, there are a number of nafka minas in terms of this, and where did the Tziv get this whole idea from? It starts with the language of the Shiltos there by Sukkah. The Shiltos says it's a mitzvah to build a Sukkah and sit in it. And the quote, L'meisavba, right? He said, to L'mevid L'meisavba, says the Shiltos. The end of the Shiltos. So then the Tziv says, what do you mean to build it? We don't paskin like that. The answer is, it's a hechsher mitzvah, ksuva batorah, which gives it added significance. Kiddushin might be like that. If Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah, ksuva batorah. Kiyikach, right, there are a couple of examples. Covenant Odek Shabbos on a Drabana level might be an example of a hechsher mitzvah, ksuva bipsukim in Yeshayahu. Either way, this is the Asiyah Sukkah. But either way, Lamaisa, we paskin that one does not need Lishma when it comes to Sukkah, even though this Gemara sounds like you do, but that's only because Rashi says that it's already just a very flimsy type of wall. It's all symbolic, so that is why you require it here to at least connect it somehow to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Good. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mutarit. Remember the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has said that Rabbi Yossi says what happened if something happens on Shabbos. The lechi comes down, the korah comes down, if a house, right? So what did the Tanakhama say? It's mutter for today, but it's usher for next Shabbos. Fine. And Rabbi Yossi says, no way. Whatever it is next Shabbos, it's today. Whatever is today is next Shabbos. So which direction does that go in? Does that mean it's all mutter, it's all usher? So the Gemara says, Yibaylahu. Rabbi Yossi le'eser o lahatir. According to Rabbi Yossi, is he being machmir or meko? Amr of Sheshas Lassar, Fechidim Rabbi Yochan Lassar, that's the pashtus. Rabbi Yossi is saying that once something falls down, once something changes today, that is also today, sorry, but you cannot no longer carry in this mavui. Tanya Nami Hachu, also did a brisa explicitly. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Kishem Sha'asurin Lassid Lavo, Kachasurin Laoso Shabbos. Right, it's also in the today as well. Itmar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Right, the box changes that. Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Ushmol Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. No, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that Kiva de Hutcher once you have the Heter. Umi Amar Shmol Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? That even if something changes on Shabbos, it's Mutter. V'yatznan, we had the Mishnah earlier. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Bamedvar Mamurim. When do we say that you do not have to let the people, you do have to let the people know if you are being ma'ari for them without their knowledge? Be'iruve Tchumin. That's by Erev Tchumin, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, because Erev Tchumin has a chov element. Whatever side you gain on, you lose on the other side. Avo be'eruve chatzeros, ma'arvin ben ladas, ve'shalol ladas, but eruve chatzeros, there's nothing to lose. It's all zechus. So, and therefore, you don't have to tell them lefisha zachan ladam shlomafanav, because of the principle of zechia. If you use their food, that's a different story we mentioned. That was the discussion of the Ksos that we had about Zachin Me Adam Shalom B'Fanav. Do you also say that? Do you say zachin only zachin la adam, or even zachin me adam, being torim for somebody without his rishus, meaning taking something of somebody's? So that's this discussion. That's what the Mishnah says. Zachin shalabafanav ein chavin shalabafanav, and therefore a Rebbe Chatzeris could be even without any da'as. The Amar of Yehuda, Shmuel, we didn't get to the question yet, and Rebbe Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Halachas Rebbe Yehuda. We pass like Rebbe Yehuda there. We pass in this distinction between a Ruvei Chatzeris and a Ruvei Tchumen. Vila Oda, not only that, Ella, Kalmakum Sheshara Rebbe Yehuda Be'erevin, Halacha Kamoso, wherever Rabbi Yehuda made his opinion known in Erevin, we paskin like him. V'yamar le'Rav Chada Bagdatol Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So we're still not at the question. Did Shmuel say this? Afilu b'mavi shenitol karaso olachayev. Did he say this, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda even in that case? The Mishnah Tadi Dalid, where you're missing a Korah or a Lechi, v'yamar le'Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, I don't go that far. Be'erevin amar tilachav lo b'mechitzos. By Erevin, Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumin, here you're talking to me about walls, about machitzos. No, I don't go that far. Question mark. So this is the question now, because we just said that Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and we have Beferish, that Rabbi Yehuda said that the halacha is not like Shmuel in our Mishnah. Stira, Amar of Anan, Lididi, Mifrish Ali, Minei de Shmuel, the question is, what is your mavi open to? The mavi that the lechi of the korah fell down at the edge, is it open to a karmelis or is it open to a rishas harabim? If it's open to a rishas harabim, that's a problem. That's a problem. There's a real gzera there, and therefore, if the lechi of the korah falls down, then it is usur. And that is the other version of the review of Mishmuel. We're be'erven of loba mechitzas. Our Mishnah, that we passing like him there, that's where it's open to a karmelis, right? He only passes like him by Yisurei Darabanan, not by Yisurei Daraisa. Okay, last Mishnah in this ninth parak. Again, continuing discussing, this is really one of the last Erevin issues, because the last parak, as we'll see, has different topics. Says the Mishnah, Habona Ali Agabi Shnei Batim. You have two houses with a street going in the middle, and then you built a bridge connecting the two houses. V'chin Gishar Mamafulashim, or what? A regular bridge. An overpass. So what's the halacha under there? Right, still talking about Pitikra here. Metaltel, Tachtayim B'Shabbat, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're like me, Metaltel. It's only two walls, but you apply Pitikra to the other walls, and no problem, you're allowed to be metaltel under them. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda we mentioned in the past. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that two mechitas already might make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on a Daraisa level. And you apply you bring down the other two walls, and that is okay. V'chachamim osrim. And the Chachamim say no. Not allowed. Because as we mentioned, two walls are not good enough. And you have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going through here. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, similarly, ma'arvin l'mavi mefulash. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be ma'arif to a mavi mefulash, a mavi that's open on both sides, goes straight through. Similar type of case. V'chacham osrim, and the Chacham say one cannot do this. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is two mechitzas are good. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, lo tema hainu taima Rabbi Yehuda. Do not suggest, as I just said, do not suggest Rabbi Yehuda's reason is mishub de kasavri beiz mechitzas da'araisa. No, that's not the reason that two mechitzas opposite each other are da'araisa enough. Elamisha de kasavri pitikra yerbisosim. No, pitikra. So even without the two side walls, right? Dalme hachadem, it's okay. Step one. Says the Gemara, really? Esvei Avaya. But what do you mean? But we have this case that we've had a few times already, this Pesachta. Right? See on the side? Four times. We already had this. Six times in Shas. This is time number seven. The seventh and final time. This comes up in Shas. Right here. We're only in the third Mesachta in the cycle, but we've already had this seven times. Yeser Alkein. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mishi Yeshlo Shnei Batim Mishi Tzidi Rishas Aravim. If you have two houses on two opposite sides of the street, Osa Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan, Okora Mikan V'Okora Mikan, you put a Lechi or a Kora on either side, V'Nosi V'Nosi V'Emsa. And then inside is fine. Amrulo Ein Ma'arvin Rishas Aravim V'Kach. And they say back to him, no, you cannot be Ma'ariv there. And there's no roof. And he still allows it. So you can't say we're working with Pitikra. So the Gemara says, Amalei, you're right. Mehahi'in. From that brisa, yes, you do have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is based on Shtei Mechitzas Da'araisa. Mehal Lekalamash Ramina. My point, says Rabba, was that you can't prove it from our Mishnah. It's true. but you can't prove it. Being intellectually honest, you cannot prove it from our Mishnah, even though that is his Shita. Our Mishnah could have been understood in two different ways. That's all that Rav said. Amar Rav Ashi, Basizanami Deika. The Mishnah also proves, I'll prove it to you from the Seifa of the Mishnah. Meaning, I think, Rabbi, you're wrong. I think even from this our Mishnah, it is provable that his reasons are two machitzas. Midiktani, from the second half. Odam, Rabbi Yehuda, Marvin, Mavi, Mefulash. Vachama, Osrim. So, Mavi, Mefulash. Also, there's no roof. Bish, the Mam, Ishud, the Kasavar, Pitikra, Yorid, Viso, same. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Maybe what Rabbi meant, and Rav Ashi is saying, you're right in the first line of the Mishnah, because then you understand what the second line of the Mishnah is adding. That's Rav Ashi's point. So, e amr bishlama, if it's like what you said, mishum de kasavar pitikar yorad v'sosem, that I could have understood the first line of the Mishnah as being based on pitikra, hainu diktani va'od. That's why you add the second case of the Mishnah to tell me, but don't think that this is the real reason for Rav Yehuda. It's not based on pitikra, it's based on two mechitzas da'araisa. And that's why even in the Mavi case, he applies it. Ela e amrit mishum tekatsavar. Shte mechitzas da'araisa, my va'od. But if it's based on shte mechitzas da'araisa, then what's the va'od? Right? There's no pitikra in the seifa. So it must be that seifa is adding the idea that it is based on two mechitzas da'araisa, shma mina. Rashi has 2 days had to understand the line that I just said. I just said it over the first way of his understanding. Okay, hadron alachal kol gagos, and really this is the end of the major, deep, thick Erevin discussions. Okay, now we have, every daf is a treat, but now we have a couple of dafim related to inyanei tefillin. Tefillin comes up in two places in Shas in a major way. Meseches Menachos and Meseches Erevin, if you answer the trivia question. But here we go. What is this perek doing here? That's the question. What is it doing here? So Tosfos says, this perek is doing here. First Tosfos, Hach Pirka b'Meseches Shabbos Havli L'Misni. This perek is really about Hotza'ah. Really about Hotza'ah. Ela Mishum, but because we're going to have a line in our Mishnah that mentions, even outside the Tchum, that's why it's here. Others suggest that all the way at the end of the Masechta, we're going to get into some Inyani Erevin Derech Agav. So there are some Erevin connections to this Perek, right? But this Perek is about 9 blah long or so, right? The Perek ends on Daf Kofei. But this is a lot of Shas topics right here outside the world of Erevin. So here we go. Hamotzi Tefillin. If somebody finds Tefillin, meaning you find Tefillin in the middle of nowhere, the issue is you want to bring it into, you want to bring it to a safe place. Where it is, it's dangerous. People will act with it in a derech bizayon. Maybe animals will get to it. So you want to bring the tefillin in. The question is, how do you bring your tefillin in? You can't carry on Shabbos. You can't, so it's Rav Hosa. You're in a place without an Eruv. So what do you do? So Hamotzi tefillin, machnisan zug zug. You can bring them in a pair at a time. Zug zug, Rashi says, echad barosh, the echad bizroa. Meaning, you could wear the tefillin, wear them, put on a shel rosh, put on a shel yad, and then walk in. That's not called carrying. That's called wearing. That's derech malbush, and therefore that is what is allowed. Machnisan zug zug, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, shnayim shnayim. Gamliel says, not only one pair at a time, two pairs at a time. Put on two shell roshes and two shell yads. What's that machlokas about? What? It's tefillin muksa. So at most it's an issa d'rabbanan. We'll talk about exactly what muksa tefillin are in a minute. Bez Hashem. But for this type of circumstance, we allow you to move the tefillin. Good. What if you only found one tefillah? That is the singular for tefillin. What if you only found one tefillah? That's the Sfas Emes Sahara right here. The Sfas Emes says, Da efshar. It's a possibility, dafka zug. Maybe only a pair. Aval tefila achas osur lahachris kiva dein derech lahaniach kach. Whoever wears one tefila. You only have it because it's derech malbush. Derech malbush for Jews. But one they don't wear. The kol shekein shal rosh v'chulu. Even though we paskin that if all you have is one tefila, or let's say somebody has a cast on their arm all the way up, then you put on the shel rosh still. Even with two brachas. You make two brachas according to Ashkenazic custom on the shel rosh. So, what do you do
even though you're allowed to do that, says the Sfas Emes, but that doesn't make it Derech Malbush. That hardly ever comes up. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of the Sfas Emes. Why does the Mishnah talk about pairs? Right? It talks it, why does it talk about, singular tefillin? So, says the, suggests the Sfas Emes that it is bidafka. So that is point number one. That if you find, maybe it's only a pair. What's the machlokas about between, Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel? We'll see in the Gemara. Bamed devar mamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to take the tefillin in? Be yeshanos by old tefillins. What does it mean by old tefillins? In the days of the Mishnah, seems that many times people made amulets that look like tefillins. They made amulets, a certain type of voodoo or a certain type of kamiyas that they wanted to walk around with. So if that was a possibility, then you weren't allowed to take it in. Only if you know it was tefillin. So yeshanos means it's old. What do you mean it's old? It has ritsuos on it, and you could see the marks of where it used to be knotted, even if it's not knotted anymore. So basically, it's clear that it used to be tefillin. Avo bechadashos pater. But chadashos, so then you are pater. Pater, what does pater mean? Not just pater, but usser. The Ritva points out it's usser to touch them if they are chadashos, if you do not are not sure that they are tefillin. Let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll comment on Kshira. Matza on Sivasim. If you find a bunch of pairs tied in a group, Tzvasim, oh Krichos, you find them in bundles, meaning there's no way you're going to be able to bring all of these in on Shabbos, going back and forth. So then, machshich alehen umevion. So then, you have to wait till it gets dark, sit there till it gets dark, and wait till later, and then bring them in. Ubisakana, what if it's a case where you cannot stay out there? You can't stay there. It's dangerous to stay out there all by yourself. Bachasin v'holichlo. So they just cover them and leave, and nothing else you can do about it. There's so many, there's nothing else you can do about it. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there is something you can do about it. Get some friends. Nosan l'chaveiro. V'chaveiro l'chaveiro. Atche magia l'chazer achitzoni. You can create an assembly line and keep passing them, carrying them, pachos, midalet amos, each time, and until you get to the chatzer chitzona, and then have someone put it inside the chatzer, not with putting it down, but remember for the first mission we had in Shabbos, somebody else taking it out of his hands. So again, nobody did an akira nahanacha here. Nobody uprooted it in one rishos and put it down in another rishos. Meaning Rabbi Shimon says you could use this assembly line. Why did the Tanakhama suggest this? Rabbi Shimon will have to see. V'chein, and also not only excuse me by tefillin, but what if a woman has a baby in the middle of the field? And you gotta get the baby brought back inside. V'chein b'no, nozo l'chaver, v'chaver l'chaver afilu meya. I guess they weren't worried about infections to a newborn baby there, so a lot of different hands are touching the baby, but that also, you're allowed to bring it in, even 100 people involved, bringing the baby back. Even though there, it's even better. Why is it better there? You might say it's better, you might not say it's better. Right, we have a principle we had in Shabbos Sadi Dalid. Oh, this is Sadi K. Oh. Okay, Shabbos Sadi Dalid, Chaynosi es Asmo. Chaynosi es Asmo, that carrying a live person is only Nisa Drabanan, not in Nisa Daraisa. But if you remember, we said there, Kafus, if the person is tied down, they can't move themselves, so then it might be Daraisa. You wouldn't apply the principle of Chaynosi es Asmo, so it could be a newborn baby also. You have that principle of Kafus. Without getting into the details already, back to that Sugya. One more point, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nosin Adam Chavis L'Chaveiro, V'Chaveiro L'Chaveiro, not only by tefillin, not only by a baby, even if you just want a barrel, you just want a barrel of wine. Rabbi Yehuda is expanding this to even not as much of a need. It's a barrel of wine you want. You could also use this heter, Afilu Chutz L'Tchum, even if it's outside the Tchum. Amrulo, they said, right, that's the connection to this Masechta. Amrulo, Lo Tahalech Zu Yosef Miragli Ba'aleha. They said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no way. No, the barrel is stuck and connected, right, as we said earlier in the Masechta, it's stuck to the tchum of its owner. Whatever the tchum of its owner, so the kalim of the owner have that tchum also, and you cannot bring it from outside the tchum. Okay, two harvests. Let's go backwards. First, one point on the last idea here about carrying something halachically, which would be problematic, carrying something inside. So here's a fascinating ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discussing the issue of hotza'ah. This is the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel, the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch says, if somebody, we know there's an Isser, machlokes, whether it's Da'oraisa or Drabanan, of wearing leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is for sure Da'oraisa with Karis. Machlokas Rambam and Baalei Tosfos, the beginning of the last parak in Maseches Yoma. What about the other four inuyim? Are those d'oraiso without kares, or are those only d'rabanan? That is a machlokas. Good. Said, but we know it's usser. Let's assume it's d'oraiso for now, for a minute. Let's assume, I think it's the sheet of the Rambam, but they're all are d'oraiso. I don't remember exactly who says which. But the Minchas Chinuch says, if you wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, out to an area without an Eir. Let's say Yom Kippur is Shabbos, or maybe you hold Eir v'hutzal Yom Kippur also. Suggest the Minchas Chinuch, because you're wearing something that is usher to wear, you will not only violate the halacha of Yom Kippur, you'd violate the Isser of Hotsa'ah. Because we can't say what you're doing is Derech Malbush, because it's usher to do what you're doing. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. V'nir lani is daiti. Im noel min al ha'asur b'yom ha'kipurim kigon shel or chutz masha over iser dinilas ha'sandal im yatza bo b'rishas harabim chayiv chatas. Wow. What a Chiddush. D'lav malbush v'el ha'masui. It's a masui. Where does he get this from? He gets this from a Rashi coming up on our Amud. Talking about our sugya. Meaning, if you're with it, why can't you even take more tefillin in? No, if you're not allowed to, for whatever reason, as we'll talk about whether it's Shabbos is about tefillin or not, that is a masui, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. And he discusses this relating to the Shagas Aryeh. He says, I haven't discussed this with my chaverim yet, but that's his suggested. Fascinating that if you wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur outside, not only would you violate Ni'ilas HaSandal, but you would also violate Isur of Shabbos. The Chashuke Chebet discusses this with Chas Chinuch. He quotes from others, whether you would really say and paskin like this with Chas Chinuch. Okay, let's continue. Oh, just the other Ha'ara. We're talking about whether the tefillin are tied or not. Whether they're tied. We've mentioned in the past, it's going to come up in Tosfos in a couple of days, the Machlokes between Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Eliyahu Mipariz, who discusses whether one has to tie their tefillin every single day. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that tefillin do not have to be tied every day. We don't have to be tied, right? The knot in the back of our head. The knot in the back of our head. The dalal, the double dalal, whatever one has the minhag of doing, or the knot on our tefillin shalyad, that's not retied. We wrap it on our arms every day. But according to Rabbi Yomi Pariz, he holds that that you have to tie your tefillin every day. Tzorach l'kasher b'chol yom. So this is a machlok, as we mentioned in the past, between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Mipariz, and it's discussed by the Seder Hadoros. Remember the Achron from 100 plus years ago, about 100 years ago or so, that he quotes this machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Mipariz in his Sefer, and he parallels it to he quotes an apocryphal story of Rabbeinu Tam arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreeing with Rabbi Yomi Pariz. And Rabbeinu Tam screaming at him and saying, you are wrong. There's no way that's true. And the Torah that you gave us doesn't say that. V'chulu v'chulu. And he has this whole discussion. And we mentioned in the past that that is a pretty extreme and radical formulation. And Reb Chaim Brisker, when he saw this in the Sefer, he says, the Sefer is a beautiful Sefer, but this page is apikarsis. Because you cannot argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emes v'saroso emes. Zichra Torah's Moshe Avdi, we say at the end of Nevi'im. So this is the related to the machlokas, though, in terms of tying one's tefillin. Says the Gemara, zug echad in tefelo. Only one pair is allowed, but you can't carry in more. Why? Lema transnama deloka Rabbi Meir. It sounds like our Mishnah, though is an anonymous Mishnah, is against Rabbi Meir. Deik Rabbi Meir, because if it's Rabbi Meir's opinion, ha'amar. Didn't we have Rabbi Meir back in Shabbos? In the case where, if you remember, that you want to take out from a fire, right? That was the 16th parak there. Lovesh kol mashiyachol obosh v'otif kol mashiyachol atof. You could wear and garb yourself with whatever you want. Ditznan. Ulasham motzi kol klei tashmisho. V'lovesh kol mashiyachol ilbosh v'otif kol mashiyachol atof. Right? You see, you're allowed to take out whatever you want. Just keep wearing it over and over. V'ahi stama mimai d'Rabbi Meir hi. And how do you know that stama is like Rabbi Meir? Diktani aloha, because related to that, we had a brisa, lovesh umotzi uposheit. You could wear and take out and take it off. Vilovesh umotzi uposheit afilu kalayab kulo, div Rabbi Meir. Question mark. So, over there, there's no limitations with how many. And over here in our Mishnah, zug echad, just one pair and that's it. And if there's more, you just gotta either wait or cover it up, according to the Tanakhama. So is our Mishnah, which is anonymous, stam, is not like Rabbi Meir? We'd rather not say that. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rav, Afilu Tevi Rabbi Meir. No, no problem. Meir can fit into both. Hasam, over there, when we're talking about clothing. Derech Malbusho, Kechol Shav Yorabanan. Right? It's like Kechol. And on a weekday, sometimes you wear a bunch of clothes. V'hacha derech balbusho kechol shav yorabanan. Let's explain. Hasam dibechol kamed deboy lavish. On a weekday, you could really wear as many layers as you want and keep changing clothes. L'ninat salanami sharu le rabanan. But hacha dibechol nami zugechad itfelo. You only wear one pair of tefillin on a weekday. L'ninat salanami zugechad itfelo. So too, here, we would only allow one because that's what is worn. Only one pair of tefillin? What about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? What about Rabbeinu Tam? We know, what about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? People wear two tefillins. What is that? As we know, the Machlokas Midrashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the grandfather and the grandson, on the order of the Parshios. That's the Machlokas Midrashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody agrees which four Parshios are put in the tefillin. The Machlokas Ik, Kadesh Vayik Viyacha, Shema and Vahaya, the four places that it talks about tefillin in the Torah, the machlokas is on the order. So we may ikra did paskin like Rashi, but some have the minhag of wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So this Gemara is not against that. Are they talking about wearing two tefillin at the same time? We'll get to that. Pashtus so far this Gemara is that not at the same time, because we're talking about going and coming. So it sounds that even not at the same time. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Before we just continue with tefillin, get in our Chashuk Yechemet dose of the day here, and that is, he discusses, there was a story where there was a gabbai who had the keys to the shul, and there was a man that said, you know, I left my tefillin on the shul. Can I just go get them? The gabbai's like, sure. He opened the door for him. The guy goes in. He takes out a pair of tefillin. He goes, fine, wonderful. It ends up, he was a ganef. Gets up, he took somebody's pair of tefillin. He went to wear a tefillin. Is the gabbai chayef? The gabbai chayef, he just opened it up. Right, so is he chayiv? So tshuva, pashtus is, says Rav Pesach Frank, quotes the Chashuk Yechemet, he is pater. Why? Pashi is a shomachinam. The shomachinam. And what did he do wrong here? He was posheya. He wasn't posheya. It was like opening up your field, so you're opening up your fence, so your animal goes out. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama about that? Pater midini adam chayim midini shamayim. Okay, midini shamayim, but here you didn't even, there, but in the case where you opened your friend's field, you did it on purpose. But here, what are you doing on purpose? So Pasha says Rav Tzvi Pesach that you should be potter. But he says, and then I asked this, my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kadievsky, this question, and he says, 1 minute. First of all, is he paid to be a gabbai? And number two, even if he's not paid, what do we have? We have a principle in halacha called Bahahi Hana. Bahahi Hana'a. What does that mean? What do we know by Prudat Rav Yosef? What's the Prudat Rav Yosef? With the Hana that I get, that people are giving me the chashivus of being the gabbai, so that's like being paid. That's like getting something for it, so maybe I'm like a Shomer Sachar. And a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv, even in Geneva Aveda. It's Geneva. So you should be Chayiv, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky. So you should be Chayiv in that case. But then he says, Achi Tachain, at the end, he says, even if he's paid to be a gabbai, and it's unexpected, and the tzibur doesn't expect him to guard their tefillin, that's not part of the job description of a gabbai. Right, the job of a gabbai is to take care of the seder of tefillah, not to guard tefillin. Therefore, lamaisa kashe lahotzi mimenu maos al mashikara v'lachen a gabbai pater. So in this case, the gabbai would be pater, and the gabbaim out there don't have to worry. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Gamliel Amar Shtayim. Gamliel says you can take two tefillins, not just one. Maika savar, what's the issue? Ika savar Shabbos mat tefillin. Who we know we're gonna have on tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem, whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or not, and what the source is to possibly exclude Shabbos from the mitzvah of tefillin. So if he holds Shabbos is zman tefillin, zug echad in tefelo. So he should only allow one. That's called derech malbush. And anything more than that, Tosfos says, would be baal tosif. And that's the isser here. Not only it would be baal tosif, and therefore it would be not a malbush. That's what the Minchas Chinuch was talking about. Right, this Rashi and Tosfos line right here. Once it's Usur, then Memele, it's not a Malbush. Right, Neil, it's a Sandal, it's Usur. So here too, once it's not a land, because Shabbos is Lav's Bantfilin, so then, right, only one. And Tfelo, that's Derech Malbush. Anything more than that would be Baltosif. V'ika Savar Shabbos, that's if Shabbos is Bantfilin. V'ika Savar Shabbos Lav's Bantfilin. Anyone who want more on Baltosif, we had a Mitzvashir about it a couple of days ago. V'ika Savar Shabbos Lav's Bantfilin, who, and if for whatever reason, Shabbos is not a day of Tfilin, Umishum Hatzala, derech malbush sharalei rabbanan, and only because of saving the tefillin we allow derech malbush afilu tfeinami. So you should allow a lot. If you're not doing the mitzvah of tefillin anyway, it's just allowed derech malbush, so then memela, even more should be mutter. So what is this compromise of two? So la olam ksaver Shabbos lavas man tefillin. Really, Shabbos is not man tefillin, and therefore he should allow even more. V'chishara rabbanon and yinat sala derech malbush b'makom tefillin. But the rabbanon only allowed derech malbush b'makom tefillin, and they didn't say do whatever you want. They said really it's lavas man tefillin. You're not doing the mitzvah. There's no isra about tosef here, but you're not doing a Gilashay mitzvah, but they only allowed you to wear it in the place where you normally wear your tefillin. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ihachi zug echanami in tefillo. So you only wear one tefillin, don't you? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Bar Yisrael, Makom Yesh Barosh Laniach Bo, Shtei Tefillins. There's place on your head to wear two tefillins. And that's where Rabbi Gamliel allows two tefillins. The Ritva quotes, there's a machlokas here, two understandings. Is this in width or is this in height? Which way is there place for two? Is there a place for two next to each other or behind each other? Because the makom on the top, got to be very careful. The Mishnah Berurah screams about this. Many times our makom, the shel rosh is probably a harder, I shouldn't say that because it depends on the person, is even harder to get in the right place than the shel yad. Because the shel rosh, the entire shel rosh has to be above the hairline or where the hairline used to be. So that is the, and many times it's hanging down, and if the tefillin, right, the shel yad, you put in the right spot and you tighten it. The shel rosh, if it's too big, then it's not going to be in the right spot. Doesn't matter how I position it, right? Many times it's loose and it hangs too far down in the back or too far down in the front. So, but the Ritva quotes 2 days, whether the Gemara said there's space for two at the same time. Does that mean next to each other or does that mean behind each other? But anyway, that's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion that there is enough. Even though generally, even those who wear a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin b'zman hazeh do not wear them at the same time. But the Gemara says, theoretically, it is possible. So, Hani Chadarosh, Yad Meikel Meimar, define the Shal Rosh as space. Does the hand also have space for two at the same time? Kid the Rav Huna. Yes, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Pamim Shadam Babin Asadeh V'chavi Laso Al Rosho. Sometimes people come in from the field and he's carrying a bundle on his head, so it's not covetic to have the bundle on top of the tefillin. Right, the days of old when they wore tefillin all day. Even when they were working in the field, they wore tefillin. Unbelievable. So what do you do? Umisalkan meirosha v'kosha bizroo. So people used to take it off of their head and put it on their arm next to their tefillin shel yad. So you see the space on the tefillin shel on the yad for two tefillins. Again, this is a important point. Says the Gemara, Emar d'amar efuna shel yinag b'amim b'derek b'zayon. Rotli mi amar. Fine, you can take off the tefillin and put it on the arm, so you're not mevaza the tefillin and put the bundle on it. But does this really prove that there's space on the arm for two tefillins? Says the Gemara, yes. So we have a beferish statement. Ela kadamar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, makom yesh barosh sharoy laniach bo shtei tefillin, hachanami makom yesh biyad sharoy laniach bo shtei tefillin. Good, just to end with two other points, and then again, there's this tremendous amount of hilchos inyani tefillin to talk about. 2 points, what was asked before, and that is muksa. What's the halacha of tefillin being muksa? So the Ramah says in Simin Shin Ches, not muksa. It's not really muksa. It's mutter to be metaltel. The Taz there says that no, it is asur. But the question is, it's a machlokas in the Mosek Kalim, whether we treat it as a klisha malachto leisur or muksa mamish. We generally assume that it's a klisha malachto leisur. Comes up lemaisa. What happens if you come into shul and there's a tefillin, the thing of tefillin on your chair? Are you allowed to move it to be able to sit down? So we generally assume lakula, that you're allowed to move it, that it's treated as a klisha malach tol iser, and you're allowed to move it b'shas hatchak. Number one. Number two, there is a very interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Chelek Dalet, in Arachayim, in Simen Tes, where this tshuva is from 1980. Why am I quoting this today? This tshuva is written to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Today's yard side, Gimel Tammuz, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's yard side. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in 1980, written to Malas Kvod, Hagon, Atzadik, and Moreno, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Ha'admer Mi Lubavitch. So it's all about, he's a tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, which we know that Chabad supports Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Moshe writes, well, I used to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam when I was in Russia, but I came to America, just as in short, it's a 3-page tshuva. I came to America, I wasn't really so sure about all of the dikduk elements of the Sofrim here in America. And therefore, Rashi Tfilin, I do my best, and I wear Rashi Tfilin. But Rabbi Natan Tfilin, there are different Hidurim and different Chumras that I wasn't sure if I could get a Sofer who knows all of the Chumras about Inyani Rabbi Natan. Therefore, I said Mutav that I don't have to wear it. I don't have to wear it. But at the end of the Tshuva, he says, but now that you just sent me a letter that you have a Sofer Muvav that's bedaktik about every tiny little thing, and you said you'll make me a Tfilin Rabbi Natan with all the Hidurim, okay, fine. That's what he writes back to Lubavitcher Rebbe. V'yatak asher odiyali b'sheing kvod taraso sheyish sofer muvak et slo shenachon l'shalcho elai ulitzavoso sheyichtuvu avuri, right, little old me, parashas Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam kirtzoni, and like my, and you'll have him do it based on everything that I want. Hu davar gadol ma'od lovam ashuchol akayim gam mitzvah zarachas Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam kfi mashadahakti v'inyan ha'mamon baruch Hashem sha'azreini v'azreini l'shalim la'sofer kivi yesh yivakesh. You know, Hashem, best Hashem will get me the money to be able to pay your sofer. I don't know if he made him pay in the end. Doesn't say exactly the story. I don't know if anybody would have made Rav Moshe pay. Either way, this is the fascinating tshuva of Rav Moshe, which relates today to Gimel Tammuz, to the yard site of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue with more in Yoni Tfilin. Beis Hashem, in the coming days. Parsha Shir was given last night. So Beis Hashem, it'll be up sometime today. Okay, we'll stop here.